Well, good Thursday morning, beloved. Again, coming towards the end of our first week in a brand new year. Today we are in Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. And in today's passage of scripture, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a wedding feast. Because the invited guests ignored the invitations, the king instructs his servants to gather people from the streets and bring them to the wedding hall. So, let's begin. Jesus again used parables in talking to the people. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. He sent his servants to tell the invited guests to come to the feast, but they did not want to come. So he sent other servants with his message to the guests. My feast is ready now. My steers and prized calves have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But the invited guests paid no attention and went about their business. One went to his farm, another to his store, while others grabbed the servants, beat them, and killed them. Oh, the king was very angry, and he sent his soldiers who killed those murderers and burned down their city. Then he called his servants, and he said to them, my wedding feast is ready, but the people I invited did not deserve it. Now go to the main streets and invite to the feast as many people as you can find. So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, good and bad alike, and the wedding hall was filled with people. The king went in to look at the guests, and he saw a man who was not wearing wedding clothes. Friend, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? The king asked him. But the man said nothing. Then the king told the servants, tie up his hands and his feet and throw him outside in the dark. There he will cry and gnash his teeth. And Jesus concluded, many are invited, but few are chosen. Okay, today's key verse is Matthew chapter 22, verse 9, where the king said, now go to the main streets and invite to the feast as many people as you find. In the parable that Jesus gave here, who is the king? Who is the son? Are you understanding what this parable is about? The king, of course, is God the Father. The son is the son Jesus Christ. All those that were invited were, you could think of everybody in the world who had the opportunity to listen to the gospel message. Most likely here, it was the Jewish people to whom the original invitation was given, but they didn't have time to accept Jesus as their Messiah. And so they rejected God's invitations, went ahead and berated and even murdered the prophets. And the invitation then goes out to all the world. And thank God that that has happened, because now you and I have an opportunity to become citizens of the kingdom of God because others decided they didn't have time for Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, there are many times when I fail to honor you and act in ways that are not in accord with your will. Thank you for reaching out to me in love and inviting me to your wedding feast. Teach me to honor you and reach out with others in love for the sake of your kingdom. Amen. All right, join us tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 33, where the religious leaders seek to trap Jesus with their questions. Until tomorrow, God bless you.